With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. California Republican Kevin McCarthy stepping down from his congressional seat 2 months after his ouster as House Speaker. McCarthy says he'll leave at the end of the year. Israeli forces still battling Hamas militants across Gaza, that after expanding their ground offensive in its second largest city.
The heavy fighting further shrinks the area where Palestinians can seek safety and has largely halted the distribution of vital aid. The assault on the south threatens further mass displacement within the besieged coastal enclave, where the UN says some 1.87 million people, over 80% of the population, have already fled their homes. Much of the north, including large parts of Gaza City, has been completely destroyed. Palestinians fear the rest of Gaza could suffer a similar fate as Israel tries to dismantle Hamas, which has deep roots in the territory. It's ruled for 16 years. I'm Charles Diledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, Oklahoma GOP Senator James Lankford says the supplemental national security bill for Ukraine and Israel may also include provisions stripping funds from universities that allow anti-Semitic hate speech on campus.
Yeah, 100% that can be done. It's not a matter of limiting free speech. If someone wants to say something stupid and foolish, they can on that. They're protected as an American, but that doesn't mean the American taxpayer has to fund what they're saying.
United States filing war crime charges against four Russians, accusing them of torturing an American in Ukraine. U.S. authorities say the American was held for some 10 days. Russian President Vladimir Putin visiting the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia in a one-day lightning tour. Kremlin hopes the move will raise Russia's profile as a, quote, Middle East power broker. This is SRN News. So what's your church doing for Christmas?
A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds the vast majority of Protestant congregations, 81%, will hold a Christmas Eve service this month, as December 24th conveniently falls on a Sunday. Only 41% will offer worship services on Christmas Day, however. About two-thirds of churches will conduct some kind of service project to mark the season, and 10% will embark on that most difficult of all specials, the Living Nativity. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin and other Virginia political leaders decrying a decision not to allow menorah lighting at a community event over concerns related to the Israeli-Hamas war. Criticism coming from both parties after the Virginia Gazette reported the ceremony scheduled for an art and musical festival had been canceled. This is SRN News. U.S. employers posted 8.7 million job openings in October, the fewest since March of 2021.
It's a sign that hiring is cooling in the face of higher interest rates. Openings were down significantly from 9.4 million in September. Hiring is slowing from the breakneck pace of the past 2 years. Still, employers have added 239,000 jobs a month this year.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Now, the job market has shown surprising resilience, even as the Fed has raised its benchmark interest rate 11 times since March of 2022. Leaders of the nation's biggest banks today appearing before Congress. They say there are reasons to be concerned about the health of U.S. consumers when it comes to spending. And McDonald's is growing. The giant chain says it wants to add 10,000 more restaurants in the next 4 years. More details at SRNnews.com.